the title of my sermon today would be Thanksgiving. I just want to take some time and talk about giving thanks and this season of Thanksgiving. You know, we kind of kick off this season of Thanksgiving, and then it kind of gets into the crazy season of giving. So it's always good to stop and give thanks first before we get into all the other crazy. Amen? And, you know, your own you do your own level of crazy, whatever that ends up being. But I want to think about it in this way this morning. Pause, rewind, and then play. So I want you to think about your VCR. Does that date you? Think about your DVR these days. You know, they have a pause button, they have a rewind button, and then they have a play button. Okay? So I want to think about that in our life. How many know thankfulness is a choice? Do you believe that? That thankfulness is a choice. And I believe we should let it guard our heart through every situation, whatever it is. Whether it's holidays, whether it's family affairs, whether it's struggles, whether it's time of chaos in your life. How many know stopping and pausing and taking the time to give thanks for where you are and what you have can cure a whole lot of crazy? Amen. Hallelujah. Because as I said when I opened the service this morning, everybody sitting here under the sound of my voice today has something to be thankful for. Can we say amen? You made it here today. Hallelujah. You're still upright. Probably most of you ate before you come, and if you didn't, you're going to eat when you leave. You had clothes to put on, and most of you had a warm house to come from. Amen? Hallelujah. You have somebody that loves on you. If you have somebody that loves on you, give thanks. Amen? Hallelujah. And so we are so blessed and we're so thankful to God. And not just, listen, it's not just about physical things. I'm not thankful today just for my house and my clothes and my car and those kind of things. Because guess what? We could live without most of what we have. Hallelujah. What I'm really thankful for this morning is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to into my heart and saved my soul a very long time ago, and he changed my purpose, he changed my history, he changed my destination, hallelujah, and he has made me what and who I am today, and without him, I am nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. So I stand very humbled before him, not in finances, not in things, because those things can come and go. Amen. Finances come and go. Houses come and go. Cars come and go. But the faithfulness of God in my life is the very most important thing that I am thankful for today, that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He has my back. He's my biggest fan. He loves me. He cares all about me. He's not mad at me. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad this morning? He's not mad at you this morning. Hallelujah. If you're living in fear of God, he's not mad at you today. He wants to love on you. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you the goodness of God in your life. Hallelujah. And he loves you more than you love yourself. Do you know that? Yes, he does. Hallelujah. He's more favorable to you than you think. He's your biggest fan. He's cheering you on. How many know everybody needs a fan? Hallelujah. Somebody to cheer you on. Somebody cares about you. Somebody will just speak life to you. Hallelujah. And so if you have somebody like that in your life today, be thankful for that. If you have Jesus in your heart, be thankful for that. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, we can fix that today. Hallelujah. Because it really is seriously as simple as saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins and save me. Come into my heart and take up your abode. You know, we sang about the presence of the Lord there a little bit ago. And you hear me say all the time, there is no substitute for his presence. The presence we have under trees and things like that, the gifts that we get, they're no substitute for the presence of God in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, you know, even as we're singing the song, we wait for you to walk in the room and things like that. I don't think like that we get here and we just wait for God to get here after we all get here. But we wait for him to just walk among us. Can we just look at it like that? Though as we're here, Lord, we're just waiting for you to just walk among us, to just minister. Your Shekinah glory is your tangible, touchable presence. That I don't want to just come and sing a song. I don't want to just come and go through the motions. I don't want to just preach a good sermon. I want to feel the presence of the Lord while I'm here. I want to be touched. I want to be changed. I want to be encouraged. I want to be strengthened. I want to be healed. But I want to be a blessing also. Hallelujah. So I'm so thankful for the presence of the Lord in my life. And I'm thankful, and I'll say this easily, I'm thankful that he makes me live what I preach. I told somebody the other day, I am not preaching on stress anymore. I'm not preaching on laughter anymore. I'm not preaching on, you know, struggles and you know, all those kind of things. Because when I do, I live that, seems like, the next week. Amen? So if you think I'm preaching at you today, I'll just let you know. I don't know how many times this week I had to remind myself about the sermon of laughter last week. Amen? Because how many know sometimes you got to laugh through the labor? Amen. That's what we talked about last week. Sometimes you got to just throw your head back and laugh because God has a sense of humor. And you say, God, I don't know what you are doing in me, but I can either laugh or cry. And so today I choose to laugh and rejoice. Hallelujah. Because I know you have purpose. I know you have calling. I know you have destiny. And he is my strength. Aren't you thankful for that? He is my strong tower. He is my refuge. And so I'm so thankful for that. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about pausing, rewind, and then push play. All right? So everybody in here does know what a VCR is, right? Technology changes so fast, we don't even know how to keep up with it anymore, and I'll admit that myself. But I mean, you know, sometimes in your life, it would be great to just have a pause button where you could just pause for a moment. I mean, sometimes you just got to pause and take a deep breath. Sometimes you just got to, you know, the scripture talks that even Jesus said to his disciples, come, let us go away for a little bit. And they got in the boat and went to the other side. I mean, they come apart a time for some rest and because of weariness and because the demand on their life was so overwhelming that even Jesus said to his disciples, let's come apart and rest a while. Hallelujah. So there are times in our life that we would like to just have a push button, a pause button. We can just pause for a moment and everything either just slows down or stops, right? But that doesn't happen. But how many know in our heart and in our spirit we can pause, even in the midst of crazy and even in the midst of chaos and things like that, and just pause and pray? Aren't you thankful for the power of prayer? In our Wednesday night Bible study, we've been looking into the book of Acts and studying the book of Acts. And this Wednesday night, we talked about the scripture where Peter is in prison for preaching the gospel, for preaching the message that you get to hear today. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For those who have paid the price for us. But while he's sitting in prison, the scripture said there was a household of people that were in prayer for him. It said they were in prayer for him constant, and they prayed without ceasing for Peter. And while he was in the inner prison, and the scripture tells us, and history tells, it says he was chained between two guards. But literally they said when a person was in the inner prison, that they would have one arm chained to one guard and one arm chained to the other guard. They literally were handcuffed to the guard being held in the prison. But prayer was being made for them day and night. And the scripture says that the angel of the Lord came in and the shackles fell from Peter and the chains that had him bound fell. And the angel smote him on the side and said, come on, Peter, get up. We got things to do. And walked him out of the prison. And Peter thought that he was in a dream or was seeing a vision. But how many know he gets to the house of Rhoda and he knocks on, gets to the house of Mary, John Mark's mother, and Rhoda's there, but he knocks on the door, and lo and behold, a little gal named Rhoda comes out and opens the door, and she sees Peter there, and instead of letting him in, she closes the door and goes back and says, you guys are not going to believe this, but Peter's at the door. Well, then you'll think that everybody's like, yeah, prayer's been answered, but they're like, you're a crazy girl. And they just think she's lost her mind, think she's crazy. Anybody ever thought you lost your mind? Called you crazy because you believed above and beyond what the situation dictated? Hallelujah. How many know sometimes we need to be called crazy? Just go ahead and call me crazy because I believe God answers prayers. All right? And so when they knock on the door and she goes to get him, well, they think she's crazy. And she's like, I'm telling you, Peter is at the door. And they said, well, then it must be his spirit or his angel is there. And Rhoda, in her own words, is probably saying, well, that angel looks a whole lot like Peter that we've been praying for. But how many know sometimes that's our response in a situation? We pray, we believe God for the answer, we are constant in prayer and intercession, and then God answers the prayer and it catches us off guard. We're like, oh, wow, wait a minute. God did answer that prayer. Amen? Hallelujah. And so it talks about constant prayer and being in a state of prayer. I believe in our life we can be in a constant state of prayer and still be functioning. Do you believe that? Yeah. Hallelujah. That you can be in your daily life and your daily walk and talking to the Lord and sharing your thoughts and your prayers and your concerns and your praises to God. Even in your daily life, when you're changing diapers, when you're washing dishes, when you're working on your computer, when you're building a house, when you're whatever it is you're cooking, whatever it is that you do, we can be in a constant state of prayer unto God. Amen? But here's what I also believe. I don't believe that our prayers always need to be a petition of what we need. I believe that our prayer also needs a time of intercession, but also a prayer of praise and giving thanks. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, sometimes we just need to come to him and say, Lord, I just got to give you some thanks today. I got to give you some praise today. I have to thank you for the prayers that you've answered. I got to thank you, Lord, for my life. I thank you for my children. I thank you for my grandchildren. I thank you for what you're doing in me, Lord. Yep. Hallelujah. How many know that change? It's a state of mind. It's a choice that we make to be thankful in all things. The scripture says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, that scripture doesn't say, for everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. How many know I'm not thankful for everything? There's some things I'm not thankful for. But even in the midst of a situation, I can be in a state of thanksgiving and thankfulness in my heart because there's always something to be thankful for. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want to go to pause first, which is Psalms 100 and verse 1 through 5. I'm going to read it out of the King James, and then I'm going to jump over and read it out of the Message just because I like how they're... Message says it sometimes. Psalms 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. How many were making a joyful noise unto the Lord this morning? Yeah. Hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. How many could feel his presence in the house this morning? Hallelujah. As we begin to sing, how many know the songs of the Lord and the songs of Zion stir up that presence? Hallelujah. Not that he's not always with us. As I said before, it's not that we're waiting for him to get here because we know we brought him with us when we came. Yeah. All right? But how many know sometimes it stirs up that presence? And what it really does is clear the clutter so that our mind is focused on him. And we pause to just say, Lord, I'm in the room today just to give you some praise, to give you some glory, to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Here's the key verse. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. How many know this is a psalm of exaltation? It's a psalm of praise. It's a psalm of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Go ahead and put it up in the message for me, Robert, if you would. On your feet now, applaud God. I love that. Bring a gift of laughter. Sing yourself into his presence. Know this, God is God and God, God. He made us. We didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Can somebody today say thank you? Make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank him. Worship him. For God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always, and ever. Hallelujah. Enter in with the password, thank you. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto God. And the scripture says that we are his, he is the shepherd, and we are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. We are, message says we are his well-tended sheep. How many know sheep are helpless on their own? They're helpless by themselves. They really have no defense. They really have no mechanism of protecting themselves or really even caring for themselves. They need to be taken by a shepherd. Hallelujah. When the psalmist says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou discomforted? Hope thou in the Lord. What he's talking about when he's talking about being cast down there, he's talking about a cast down sheep. Anybody know what a cast down sheep is? It's a sheep that's laying on its back with all fours in the air and can't, they are, I've fallen and I can't get up. I mean, a sheep can be awkward. They're buoyant. And if sometimes when sheep get down on their back, they can't, if they're, especially if they're wounded or hurt, they can't, don't have the strength to kick themselves over and get back up. Hallelujah. Have you ever been fallen and you can't get up? Hallelujah. And you need the shepherd to come give you a lift, to come pull you up out of there. Hallelujah. When the scripture says he leads me beside still waters, he restores my soul. When sheep come to the streams to drink, if the water is boisterous and if it's flowing and it's overflow and it's bounds, sheep won't drink because they're afraid of getting caught in the current of the water as it's flowing. And because they're buoyant, if they get out in the water and it's too high and they lose their footing, they are carried downstream with the water. Hallelujah. That's why the psalmist David says, he leads me beside still waters and he restores my soul. Hallelujah. He says he is the shepherd and we are his sheep. Now, if you remember in the series that we did on the I Ams, one of them, the seven or eight I Ams out of the book of John, when Jesus says, I am the door, I am the light, I am. And one of them was, I am the door of the sheep. Hallelujah. And so just to reflect on that, how many know the door of the sheep was like the entrance into the sheepfold? And we did this demonstration, and I think Caleb was my door for me when we did it. And if this was like the sheepfold here, and they would have walls built out of stones around, the sheep could come in there, and they had protection from the wolves and the thieves and from the perils and the pestilence and the things that might attack the sheep. But when the scripture says that I am the door of the sheep, what they said that a shepherd would do, literally he would come and lay down this way in front of the door, so that anything that was going to enter into or pass by him to get to the sheep had to pass by the door first. Aren't you glad that he lays down and he becomes our door so that whatever has to pass through to the sheep's going to have to pass through him first? So I need you to know this morning, whatever wants to filter through into your life, it's going to have to first pass through Jesus, who is my door. How many are thankful that he laid his life down for me? Hallelujah. He didn't just lay down to be the door of the sheepfold. He literally laid down his life that he could pick it back up again and that I could have resurrection life and that I could come into the sheepfold and I would be a well-tended sheep. He looks after me. He cares for me and he loves me. Hallelujah. It gives me comfort in my mind to just think my shepherd's got this under control. Hallelujah. He's got this. He is the door, and whatever's going to pass through to the sheep is going to have to pass through him. Aren't you glad for that this morning? Hallelujah. So we pause to give him praise. We pause to remember. We pause to rejoice. We pause to give joy and praise unto God and use the passwords, which is thank you. Hallelujah. I love that. I love how the Message Bible says that. Go ahead and use the password. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If Brother Victor was here, he'd say, thank you. Thank you. You get him stirred up, you get him going, he'd say, thank you. Hallelujah. He didn't just whisper a thank you. He meant it when he said it. Thank you. Hallelujah. He knew the password. Yes, he does. Awesome man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the next thing we look at is the rewind. Go to Luke 17. 11 through 19. How many know sometimes you got to pause? You got to use the password. You got to focus. You got to reflect on him, the shepherd. I'm the sheep, well-tended sheep today. Enter into his gates and his courts. How many know the gates and the courts are talking about the tabernacle? When we enter into there, he said, go ahead and enter into there in thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah unto God. Yes. Hallelujah. Because thanksgiving doesn't necessarily, it's not just for his purpose, it's for our purpose. Giving praise ministers to me. How many know when I open my heart and my mind to Jesus and I begin to lift up the name of Jesus, we do what the psalmist said, the scripture says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. What do you do when you magnify something? You make it bigger, right? You exalt it. You lift it up. You make it bigger. Hallelujah. So what happens if I'm spending my time magnifying the Lord? If I'm exalting the Lord, if I'm thinking about the goodness and the greatness of the Lord, what does it do to everything else in my life? Because I'm magnifying that what I want to focus on. Yeah. Hallelujah. See, what we focus on is what we magnify. Yeah. Hallelujah. And what we feed will grow. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so when we magnify the Lord, we think about the goodness of God in our life. We lift him up. We exalt him. And it makes everything else look small in comparison. Hallelujah. How many know that's not always easy? It's not always easy. You know, when I was thinking about the scripture we talked about last week about laughter and things like this. How many know sometimes it's hard to laugh? Sometimes it's hard to have a joyful heart. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's hard to pull yourself up out of that cast down state and say, I'm falling and I can't get up. Hallelujah. How many know that's when we join ourselves to somebody? That's why the body of Christ is so important. That's why gathering together is so important. That's why the connections that we have are so important. Find somebody that's got some joy. Find somebody that's got some laughter. Find somebody that's got some strength. Find your four good friends that's willing to tear the roof off to get you down if you can't get there by yourself. Hallelujah. I mean, we need some roof rippers in our life. Somebody will climb up on the top of the roof, rip the shingles off, and say, if I can't get in the door, I'm coming through the roof. But today, you're coming into the presence of Jesus, because I know in the presence of Jesus, he can do way above, far exceeding anything that I can ever do on my own. How many know sometimes I don't have the ability to help people, but I do know the man who does. Hallelujah. So I'm learning how to use my shingle shovel. Hallelujah. And I'm learning how to tear the plywood off. It helps to be married to a carpenter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just let him do it. Yeah, there you go. Hallelujah. How many know sometimes you got to tear off before you can put back? Amen. Hallelujah. And so we pause and then we rewind. Luke 17, 11 through 19, and this is really just a very powerful go-to scripture for Thanksgiving. But it says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. How many know Samaria was full of what they considered to be more of a Gentile, they considered the Samaritans as dogs in the scriptures, and Galilee was full of more righteous people. Anyway, he's passing through the both. Don't you just love that about Jesus? See, he hung out with both sides. He hung out with those who were outcast. He hung out with those who were forsaken. He hung out with the drunkards and the wine bibbers and the harlots. And they said, why are you hanging out with them? He said, because those who are whole don't need a physician, but those who are sick. But here's what I love about Jesus. When he hung out with them, when he left them, they were in better shape than they were when he came. Hallelujah. See, I believe we need to hang out with some folk that don't look like us. They don't act like us. They don't talk like us. But here's what I know. When you leave them, they need to be better than they were when you came. Hallelujah. They need to know about Jesus. They need to know what's working for you. They need to know the power of God in your life. Hallelujah. When I get there, I don't have to join in the crazy. But let me know I can bring some light and say, I know the man who can deliver you. I know the man who can set you free. Hallelujah. And so we bring life and we impart goodness wherever we go. Hallelujah. So he's hanging out and he says, and he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, these guys had an actual physical disease called leprosy. Leprosy was a deterioration of their skin. They were considered contagious, and what they had was very contagious, so they were excommunicated out from other people. How many know we think sin is like that? Hallelujah. And sometimes those who we hang out with, if you're not careful, how many know Jesus was not afraid of their spots? He was not afraid of their disease. Hallelujah. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. How many know every one of us had spots? Every one of us were spotted by sin, but through the cross of Calvary, he took my sin on him. He bore my iniquity. He who knew no sin became sin for me, that I could become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And what happens is our spots cause us to stand afar off. People say all the time, I'll come to church when I get my act together, when I get cleaned up, when I kick this habit. Well, if you can do all that on your own, chances are you don't need Jesus. But the fact of the matter is, if you could do it on your own, you'd have done it. And if you can't, let Jesus work it in you. Let Jesus move in your life. Let him. You do not have to stand afar off from him today. While we stand back and think this holy God, we can't approach him. The scripture says, go ahead and come boldly before the throne of God that you might receive grace and mercy. Anybody in here ever needed some mercy? Anybody in here ever needed some grace? Hallelujah. And I need it on a daily basis, but I've learned not to stand afar off from him. I've learned to just run to him like the prodigal does and say, yeah, I messed up and I stink and I smell like the hog pen, but I'm coming home, Papa, because in Papa's house, even a servant has it better. But Papa said, don't worry, son, you don't ever have to call yourself a servant. When you left my house, you were a son. And when you come back, you're a son. And he put a robe on him. He put a ring on his finger. He put shoes on his feet, because it's all about what Papa can do for you and not a thing about what I can do for myself. But I'm thankful this morning I don't have to stand afar off from him. I spent time in my life standing afar off, thinking I wasn't good enough, I wasn't righteous enough. Hallelujah. But I've learned that Papa loves me way more than I ever loved myself. Hallelujah. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. I love that. As they responded to his voice in obedience, and they went, and they did what Jesus instructed them to do, in the going, they were cleansed. Hallelujah. How many know that sometimes the greatest step you can make in your life is a step of obedience that says, Lord, I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other, and I'm just going to start out trekking on the journey. And I had spots when I started out, but I have to get partway in my journey, I start looking down and realizing I don't have the spots that I used to have because something happened to me in my journey as I went. Hallelujah. And I respond to his voice in obedience. Something changed in my life. Can anybody in here say, I'm not the same old person that I used to be? Hallelujah. He's still working on me because I'm still in my journey. Hallelujah. But I'm looking down and seeing I don't have the spots that I thought I had. Hallelujah. Because I respond as we respond to his voice. Hallelujah. And then one of them hit rewind. When he saw that he was healed, he turned. Hallelujah. How many know when we see that there's been a healing comes in our life, it causes a turning? Amen? He hit rewind. because he was on his way in the journey, and all of a sudden he realized that Jesus is doing something in him. God is doing something in his life, and he stopped, and he did a rewind, and he said, and he turned back, and with a loud voice, I said, with a loud voice, he glorified God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what, if your flesh is decaying and there is no hope in sight for you, and you've been excommunicated from everybody in your life you ever loved, and all of a sudden somebody named Jesus speaks something into your life and you realize you've been made whole. Hallelujah. We're going to shout with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Do a little crazy praise. Hallelujah. A little praise break. Yep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they shouted with a loud voice. I'm convinced we don't give him the praise he deserves. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. So thankful, Lord, that in my journey, you're transforming me. Because I couldn't do it on my own. Hallelujah. And in my own sickness, in my own spots, in my own failures and shortcomings, you have the power to speak into my life. And as I respond to your voice, you bring the change in me. Because I'm a well-tended sheep. I said I'm a well-tended sheep. Because I got a shepherd who's the door. He's looking out for me. Hallelujah. And he speaks into my life. And he said he fell down on his face at his feet. Fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a dog. Less than. Considered cast outs. No good. Hallelujah. But how many know when Jesus walked by, it said they cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. How many know they recognized who Jesus was? They recognized him as the healer. Hallelujah. And maybe they had heard that everywhere he went, he was doing good. Maybe they had heard some people talk about the blind eyes being opened and the crippled backs being straightened and the issues of blood being dried up and miracles happen. And so they said, if I get a chance to be in the presence of Jesus today, I'm going to cry out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. How many know it is the proclamation from our mouth, our testimony, and our word that causes people to hear about this man named Jesus, that causes them to say, if I ever get an opportunity to cry out to him, I'm going to cry out and say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Hallelujah. The scripture said he fell on his face and he glorified God. Hallelujah. How many know sometimes you got to step out of your seat? Sometimes you got to fall on your face. Sometimes you got to take a pause. Do a little pause. Do a little rewind. Back up and say, wait a minute, wait a minute. I got to pause and give Jesus thanks today. I got to give him some praise because I'm not the person that I used to be. Hallelujah. Because of the power of God that speaks into my life. Hallelujah. And here's good news for you because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. The same deliverance that we're talking about this morning is the deliverance that is available to you today. Hallelujah. A change of life, a change of heart, a change of location, a change of atmosphere. Hallelujah. And a change of mindset from woe is me to thankfulness. Hallelujah.
Thank you. share the goodness of God with creation, how are they ever going to be free?
Glory to God.
We've got to share the goodness of God and the mercy of God. And you talk about thankfulness. I say every day, God, I thank you for how good you've been to me, how well you've cared for me, how you've watched out for me, how you've looked over me. You know, Dad passed away 4 years ago, but I've not missed a bill. I've had my money to buy plenty of food. I've missed, you know, my house is paid for, my car's paid for. The only thing I owe is my light bill, my cables, and those kind of things. But I just thank God that it's always there.
Yes.
Right. I found out, and this sounds crazy, but I found out if I give $20 away, next few days or next week, I get 40 back.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how that happens. But God doubles.
Yes, he does.
He's a God of multiplication.
Yes,
he's a God of goodness and a God of mercy. And I just thank God for how he takes care of me.
Uh-huh.
I just love the Lord. And I love the fact that I'm able to give, because it's much more blessed to give than to receive.
Yes,
sure
it
is. It sure is. More blessed to give than receive. Hallelujah. I used to grow up thinking that's the craziest scripture I ever heard. Because everybody knows it's more fun to receive, right? But really what what's that? You want to bless me? Okay. The scripture said, go ahead. I won't cut you off your blessing. You go ahead. The scripture says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And really the text of that scripture, the thought behind that, it's more of a blessing to be in a position to be the giver than it is to be in the position of the one happen to receive. And all of us have had to be in a position of receiving. Please don't, if you have to receive, thank God that somebody's a giver. All right. Thank God that somebody's a giver. But what a blessing it is when you can pull yourself out of that hole and out of that deficit and all of a sudden find yourself in a position where, you know what, I can sow in here. I can be a giver. I can be a blessing, because we are blessed to bless. We are given. God gives things to us to be a giver. Hallelujah. We are a dispenser of his glory and of his blessings. And you've heard me say before, I like to just drop seed everywhere I go. Just just anonymously just drop some seed here and say, I just can't wait to see where that seed comes back. Yeah. Hallelujah. And not even with an intent that I'm going to give this because I'm hoping God's going to give back to me. No, I'm going to give it because I have the ability to give. And when God brings it back to me, he can only bless me to be a blessing again to somebody. Hallelujah. But we are blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. And so I'm thankful for that. Hallelujah. So one turned back to give thanks to God. That was pause, rewind. Let's go to play. Philippians 4, 6 through 14. Operating in a mindset then of thankfulness, of giving thanks, of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You know what, sometimes I think, I was, you know, just thinking about the holidays and things like that coming up, sometimes the traps that catch us up is because we think that our holiday or our family or whatever needs to look like Leave It to Beaver or the Waltons or the, come on. You know, we think this picture of what it has to look like. I'm just going to tell you, just do what works for you. Just do what works for you. Be thankful for what you have. Thankful for what God has connected to you too, and rejoice in that and find the goodness and opportunity to be blessing and to be blessed in what God has given to you. All right? Without the pressures to be what somebody else is or has or does. You do what you feel in your heart. Hallelujah. Because the greatest gift we've ever been given is a gift of his love and the gift of his son. Hallelujah. And when it becomes about him, it's a whole lot less about us. Amen. So in Philippians 4, 6 through 14, it says, be careful for nothing, or be worried about nothing. That word also translates worried. Nobody in here has ever been worried, I'm sure. So be worried for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. How many know you can make your prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving? Remember when I talked about don't just come to him with your list of I needs. Come to your list and say, Lord, I just come to thank you today. Hallelujah. The password is thank you. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. How many know peace of God will surpass your even comprehension or understanding of that? What the world needs most right now is peace. Hallelujah. Peace of mind, peace of spirit. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How many know it's his peace that takes about our worry and concern? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what? Think on these things. Meditate, think on, ponder, put your focus on these things. Verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned, received, heard, seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. How many know it's a matter of what you focus your mind on, what you think on? Hallelujah. Dr. Seuss says, oh, the things you can think. Hallelujah. Can you say amen to that? The things you can think. And some days we wish there was a little switch on the back of my head that I could flip that switch and just quit thinking about it. Hallelujah. But we don't have a switch, but we do have a key. And the key is whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest. Go ahead and bring it up in the message, that 6-9 for me, Robert, in the mind. How many know we can focus or change our focus? Think on those things that are good, that are true, that are honest. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Nobody ever accomplished anything by worrying their way through it. But prayer changes things. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. Thank you, Jesus. It's wonderful when what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. When our Christ-centered focus displaces worry. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me and what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Hallelujah. How many know the way to best handle worry is to displace it with our focus on him? Prayer and praise. And putting our focus on him. Paul said, I've learned how to be abased, and I've learned how to abound. But the greater thing he learned is, I've learned in all things to give thanks. And whatsoever state I find myself, therein be content. To be content with where God has you, what he has you in. Hallelujah. But changing our focus on him. Hallelujah. Like I said, that's not always an easy thing to do. Sometimes you need to join yourself to somebody else. They can give you a word of encouragement. That can lift you up. That can tell you you're not crazy. They can pray with you. They can encourage you. Speak life into you. Presence. His presence in your life. Hallelujah. Because as we begin to focus on him, It takes the focus off of us, off of our current situations. Because whatever mindset you feed, positive or negative, that's what will grow. Amen? And we must make more deposits than withdrawals, or you will be spiritually bankrupt. I mean, no, you must make some deposits into your life. Because when the withdrawals come and things are pulling on you and you're being pulled every direction and you're giving out and giving out and giving out, how many know unless you are putting something back in, you become spiritually bankrupt? Hallelujah. But how many know we put a deposit of the word into our hearts and into our minds? Praise and worship that has the power to lift you out of a place of depression and discouragement. Hallelujah. And that can bring cheer to you and bring encouragement to your heart. Somebody reminding you of who you are. Somebody reminding you you have purpose. Hallelujah. That you're stronger than you thought you were. You're more powerful than you know. You're anointed for more than you're walking in. Hallelujah. And you were chosen for such a time as this. Hallelujah. We got some well-tended sheep in here today. He's the shepherd, and we're the sheep of his pasture. He's the door. Hallelujah. And I am a well-tended sheep. That gives me comfort today. Hallelujah. That gives me comfort today to know that he is my shepherd, and I am the sheep. Hallelujah. A season of thanks, a season of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Pause to think about what we have, what we've been blessed with. The greatest gift that we've ever received is the gift of his life and his salvation. Rewind, back up, take a moment and say, wait a minute, Lord. I got to just fall down on my face and with a loud voice say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then play or operate or move in what he's already done in your life. Hallelujah. And cause your mind to be focused on whatsoever things are good, honest, uplifting, reputable. Hallelujah. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Thank you, Jesus. As Beth plays something this morning, let's just take a moment. Oh, take a couple moments. Take as many moments as you need. Hallelujah. Let's just give him some praise this morning. If there's anybody in here that needs special prayer or you need, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior today, if you've never asked him to come into your heart, if you'd like to ask Jesus to come into your heart today, you can come up and we'd be glad to pray with you. Hallelujah. And it's just as simple as saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. And he said, I and my Father will come and take up our abode within you. Hallelujah. And he begins to work, as the song said a while ago, from the inside out. Hallelujah. He's still working on me, and I'm thankful for that this morning. Hallelujah. If you want special prayer, you can come. We'd be glad to pray with you. The altar is open. Let's just give him some praise this morning. All right.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks.